Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So a reporter from, I think it was ABC. Bush and I both watched the ABC News with dreamy David Muir.
And, he's kind of dreamy, isn't he?
Oh, he's a good-looking man.
They had a reporter fly from D.C. to Atlanta and right back just to see how it's like to fly now. And I thought about how we would do that. We would, by the time we land back in D.C., because obviously just one day, we'd just be ripped. You know, I'd be looking through a mask, my eyes would be all red. Well, it kind of sucked, yeah. But I drank a bunch of vodka.
Did they report on whether or not you could get a cocktail
they didn't.
On the flight?
This is what,
see,
this,
that's important
this
information
is, I know,
for me.
This is what people don't understand. We're selling, there's record beer sales, there's record booze sales all over the place. I saw the beer sales this morning. And that's real life. Everybody's talking about how everybody's just home getting hammered because we're all just depressed. And that's happening. People are drinking or they're choosing some other drug. They don't do that part of the story. It would be easy just to say, and by the way, if you are flying, get hammered before you show up because they're not going to give you any alcohol. Now, they're not going to say it that way. But they didn't even talk about that. All they talked about was how nobody was on the plane. They gave them hand sanitizers. And it was basically a blah, blah, blah kind of story. But then they talked.
Did they do the infrared temperature thing?
Not in the U.S. No.
They didn't report on whether or not there were restaurants and bars open in the concourses.
No, didn't say anything. That's what I mean. The report kind of sucked, Todd. It's just about how it was like to be on the plane.
Doesn't sound very comprehensive.
No,
so it was just about the flight, not about the whole experience.
Yeah, but it should be about the whole experience because that's what most people put up with. It's the whole experience. Yeah. I mean, are things open? Can you get a drink anywhere?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we heard the bars are open here. Two of the bars in our airport, they're actually open. So I guess you can get a drink.
Yeah, but I think they cut their hours pretty significantly, but they're still open.
But they're talking about there's some people out there that still want them to ban any kind of recreational flights. Like you can't fly for recreation. You just have to fly. I guess you got to prove somebody's dead, somebody's sick, or you're flying for purposes of business. You know. I think you could just lie about that, but still, then you'd probably feel.
Yeah, that sounds easier to lie about.
Yeah. Now, they haven't done that yet. But then they talked to that hot piece who's the head of the flight attendants union.
Oh my God,
she's gorgeous. I don't know what about her. She's just she's a hot MILF.
You could tell she had been a flight attendant
yes,
at some because
right.
She was constantly smiling.
Yeah, she's smart. Just, she's hot. I don't know what her name is, but she's
don't
all
smile
over the news,
so much.
Man.
Yeah. Her constant smiling was pissing me off.
But she was pretty though. She's real pretty.
She is, and I realized that some of that's on me.
Yeah.
You know,
don't your constant smile. Yeah, pisses me off. Stop smiling.
I was sitting there watching it, going, "Stop smiling so much."
But
Jesus.
They didn't. You're right. I didn't understand the story after I watched it. I thought, okay, the TSA is there and. They, you got to wear a mask. Some airlines don't make you wear it. Some say you got to wear it. And then he went in and he flew to Atlanta and back. But you're right. He didn't do the actual, what's it like to, can I get a drink? Do they even walk over to you on the plane and say, here's some crackers or something with their rubber gloves on? You know, once again, we're talking to people that probably did fly. And
right. No, there should be a lot of reportage about hanging out at the airport. Because even when I fly to Phoenix, I'm in the airport longer than I am in the plane.
Yeah, offering guys cash.
Get there, a couple hours early. It's going to take you a half hour, 45 minutes to get your crap.
That. Now, granted, once again, you can walk in any airport and walk right down to get on any plane. So you don't even get there early now. It's 95% of the planes are down.
Here's an email from a guy says he flies Delta. No alcohol, soda, or water, but they are handing out Purell packets.
That was it.
There you go.
I'd have to pack a flask. a plastic flask, so they wouldn't. They think it's shampoo or something like that.
I'm amused by that. I saw that at the store.
What?
The first time I saw like a rubber or a plastic flask.
Right. Yeah.
It took me a second. Yeah. Yeah, it took me a second. Then, oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
How much are you allowed to bring on? Three ounces?
But you could bring a bunch of bottles on. They wouldn't know.
You can bring three ounces 100 times.
Anything that'll fit in your little clear bag that goes through you.
I've just skipped the
shampoo and fill it with shooters.
Yeah, and
you can have 100 of those.
Well, if it'll fit in that little bag,
you can have a bag full. There's 6 ounces is what you can. You buy those airport things, and you can put shampoo, conditioner, hair gel, whatever, and you just fill it all with white. It would look like hair gel.
Oh, I thought it was 3 ounces.
Yeah, it's 3.2 ounces.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could have 100 3.2 ounce bottles in, say, your backpack.
You don't need 100 shots.
First of all, tune yourself up
before you get to the airport, first of all, and then have a steady, just to keep yourself buzzing.
You don't need 100.
Right.
Okay.
You don't need 100.
10 or 12
just,
would do.
You're just flying to Phoenix eventually or to Denver. You're right. So just, no, not even, I think you get ripped before you show up. And then if you can
well,
drink
you
the airport,
don't want to show up.
But you want to maintain.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Oh, no. You want to maintain when you're in the air, which doesn't mean 100 shooters, you're alcoholic. 100 shots.
That was my idea, not Todd's.
You said 100 shooters?
I did.
Okay.
I said you can do 100 three times, or 3 ounces 100
But I
times.
Think a reporter should report. Listen, I know a lot of you like that aren't driving once you land like to have a cocktail on a plane. How about most of you do? And they don't address it. Bush got just an email about it. I know it's not the most important thing in the world, but the news has so much time to fill.
It's a thing.
Right. It is a huge thing. Nervous flyers. Maybe nervous now because you're flying with a pandemic.
But only 5% of us are flying.
True.
Yeah.
Let them drink.
Of last year.
Let
or
drink.
Of the ones
Let
from
drink.
Last
we'll
year.
We'll roll the bottle down the aisle
95%
here.
Fewer right. of us.
Okay.
Yeah. And you want to know if you're going to get those little Ritz crackers with the cheese in the middle.
Mainly it's just alcohol for us. Right.
Tell us that.
Here's the rub. So here's what it is with TSA. You can carry as many, it's 3.4 ounces
right.
is what you're allowed to bring on. It says you can carry as many of those in your carry-on baggage as you want that will fit in your one quart-sized clear zip-top bag.
I've flown with the big ones. My wife and I have flown with 5 or 6 of those full stuff.
But here's where it gets complicated. You can take them on, but you're not technically allowed to drink them on the flight.
No, of course you're not.
That's right.
But I used to do that all the time. You're never allowed to drink what you had. And medicine that night, we'll talk about that all the time. I used to fly just with the bottles. Before 9/11,
yeah,
and they would get through, and I could drink those. Nobody even noticed. You do it real slow.
That's because there were other people on the plane. It's probably a lot easier to snag you now.
They're not walking around.
Okay, yeah. I would think they'd give you a break.
You're flying during a pandemic. How about thank you? And then I heard the exact opposite. What we're all thinking that if the continues where nobody's flying, prices are going to go up. Because they're not making any money now.
So
who's going to fly to go up?
They need to recoup those costs.
Right.
Omaha to Denver, $14,000
each way. It's going to be up. So.
Yeah, see, I have never gone through security drunk. I always wait till I get to the airport before I start doing my drinking.
Well, that's true.
On the plane.
But since 9/11, because you had to go through security. I've walked through security. How about when you... No, you're right. I'm usually drunk once I get through security.
Yeah,
right?
When I go through security, I honestly can't think of a time where I've been drunk going through security.
Well, you could load up at the bar then. And
oh,
then,
absolutely.
And have enough to make you, 100 shooters.
But I like a little maintenance during the flight.
All of those last flight out of Denver at 10 p.m. on a Sunday, and you were never hammered going through TSA?
No.
Hey, it was high.
Wow.
Though.
No.
It's high.
I am shocked.
Born on this date, however, dead now. Born in 1871, College Football Hall of Famer Fielding Yost.
Fielding Yost. Nobody names their kids Fielding anymore.
No.
Yeah.
The reason I bring up Fielding.
How come?
Is because he coached the University of Michigan football team to a record of 55-1 between 01 and 1927.
A lot of times those teams, it's still a great record, but a lot of times they were playing like
I don't care.
Sue Ann's Day School. You know,
I don't care.
On the list. Okay.
They played at least a team once a year for 26 years.
Yeah.
and only lost one game. 55-1?
55-1. I just happened to see that this morning. I thought, wow, that ain't bad.
I was watching Florida State, Michigan from, Florida State, Notre Dame from 93. Huge shoulder pads, Lou Holtz in the sideline.
Was that the national championship game?
No, it was November.
I almost got duped the other night. It was like
great game, though.
Big Ten Network, and it said Ohio State, Nebraska, and I went, oh, that was probably a it's volleyball. Never mind.
I was also watching Vanderbilt, Michigan College World Series last night.
Oh,
on
I saw a little bit of that.
And I was at the game. I couldn't tell you who won.
I think Vanderbilt won.
I brought my son down and said, we were at this game. He goes, yeah. Because he's a Vanderbilt guy. I said, who wins this? And he told me. I said, well, damn it. I was going to watch it. But I did ask who was going to win.
Was that the year they were wearing those?
It was last year.
Those all black uniforms?
It was 2019. The finals were Michigan and Vanderbilt. Michigan wins the first game. I kind of remember that. And I'm watching the second game, and I go, Ryder, we were at this game. He goes, yeah. I go, well, let's watch a little bit. And I go, then I had to Google, who won it?
You weren't drinking. Who won?
And Vanderbilt won the whole series. They won the last two games of that series.
Oh, that was game two?
That was game – they were showing all three games, Todd.
Okay.
I think they were, yeah.
I don't know which one I was
but it showed
at
it then. Showed, Omaha's College World Series less than a year ago when people were out sitting beside each other. It was like from another time, and it was 2019, Craig. And I was at a game and didn't know who won. I didn't know who won the series. I think, did Michigan win this whole thing? I'm saying, sounds like maybe.
No, I seem to remember Vanderbilt won it all.
They won it all, but Michigan won the first game.
Yeah, that part, the you not remembering who won a game you were at part doesn't really surprise me.
A year ago, though.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I guess that the Wagyu beef cows are massaged and fed beer and played classical music is a myth.
I figured
yeah,
that.
Here's a guy who raises
them. But they just don't beat the hell out of them and hang them from their legs, right?
He says, I love my animals. I take real care of them.
And then I kill them.
Yeah. I also give them all names. See, this is different than the, you know.
We
had this conversation yesterday, and a lot of farmers did check in and say that they reconciled that by saying, you know, when their cows were going off to get slaughtered, that cow probably serves more purpose than most humans.
Oh, is that the guy threw it?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's also feeding dumb humans, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, think of it that way. But Bush just called his animals honey and sweetie.
What are dumb humans doing? Right. Dumb humans aren't feeding dumb humans. At least a cow is feeding a dumb human.
Hey, you got to get through it somehow, you know.
Yeah. Do I massage them? No. If I did, I wouldn't have time to do anything else. Because that's a lot of cow.
Thank you for listening, man.
Those things
are big. That's a lot of cow. Massaging the cow last night. I'm guessing some guys actually say that.
Oh, yeah. Say that like it's a bad thing. Cows need love, too.
Yes, they do. Christopher Titus and Dr. Mina and, of course, Chris Porter later on this morning. Join the program on a Thursday in case you're confused about what day it is. If your listening habits are different, too, make sure you download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Everything's on there for free. Check it out. And thank you for listening, by the way. Patronize your advertisers.
It looks like nobody had country singer Holly Dunn in the Deadpool.
How'd she die?
I don't know. Ovarian cancer.
Oh, man.
I'm just getting this. Sent this.
Oh, not coronavirus? Ah, damn.
Yeah. Daddy's Hands.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah, I remember, I remember that song.
I think I know that song.
I remember that song, too. It, it should have been written that way.
If you were to play the song for me, I'd probably recognize it, but I couldn't sing it off the top of my head.
August 1986.
If I'm not mistaken, that had to do with...
That'd be rough and tumble hands, right?
But he got these horrible, ugly hands because of a fire that he used his hands
to. Yeah, wasn't Daddy touch me inappropriately.
No. That's he put out the fire to save her life or something like that.
Right, Daddy did something heroic with those hands.
Daddy stopped touching me was your follow-up.
So we made it weird is what you're saying, Craig?
No, but I remember the title of that song even from then. I'm thinking, that's kind of weird.
And I could be wrong about that as well. I
don't remember the song.
Yeah, she had several hits in the 80s, and nobody had her. I'm surprised.
That sucks. She kept that cancer to herself, I guess.
She revealed her cancer diagnosis in June.
Oh, our listeners are not up to par, are they?
No. I guess they don't read the Christian publication Hillel's.
Oh, she's a Christer now.
Not anymore.
Well, she's with Christ now.
Well, now she is,
She's with Christ now.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't know where Tom flies, but Tom says TSA is not very busy, so they have time to go through your bags.
Oh, no, they've always looked at it, but I'm just saying they never open up those little plastic packets and smell your shampoo. You could have vodka in there, they're not going to know. I mean, I fly all the time without, especially when I fly by myself, I always bring a bag of toiletries, so I don't want to check my bags. I'm flying by myself.
I think,
and that bag is just full of clear liquid, they couldn't tell what it is.
Pandemic flying is a little different.
I don't think they're opening up a smelling gun.
Well, that's why we did the story yesterday. They're finding a greater percentage of
guns, right.
People carrying guns.
Right.
And they figure it's because we've got more time to look at them.
Right. When they should probably look for
which
guns.
Which makes you wonder.
I know, exactly. Why not look? You should look for guns even when the planes are packed.
Well, they do, but even then.
Some guys are going to get up on a flight and go, okay, everybody, put their hands up. Oh, I'm by myself. people flying it, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, people are scared of anyone that looks at them.
Right, true.
Coors Light announced on Twitter a new campaign called America Hashtag Could Use a Beer. Just go to their official Twitter account, tell them who you think deserves a beer, and they'll provide a six pack.
Yeah, it's too late. We all could use a beer.
Coors Light, it's never too late for a beer.
No.
Coors Light says the offer will run until $1 million worth of beer has been claimed. I hope they give themselves a good deal on the beer.
And when's a six-pack come? I could use a six-pack now.
How soon can we expect that?
Right, exactly.
Well, it's not going to be teleported to you.
Well.
I mean, I know you need a six-pack now. And it's not going to be teleported.
All right.
Sorry.
That starts from that old lady with a sign, right? Give me a coat. I need a beer.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody needs a beer.
I need a beer.
43% of Americans have participated in what they call comfort buying due to social isolation.
I can see that. I haven't done it because I know that other people are, and I got to pay for it. but believe me, I mean, I would do that in a heartbeat if I had to support some people.
58 million Americans are spending more money while social distancing.
And my comfort buying would be a lot more expensive.
Well, I figured I'm not spending any money on travel these days. So
go buy a car then.
I spoiled myself and bought a $120 putting mat yesterday.
Oh, good.
That's not spoiling yourself. $120. You spend more than that when you get Grubhub.
Yeah, but that's a high-end putting mat. you can get
that's also not spoiling yourself.
For $30-$40, but no, I had to get the good one.
Good.
You deserve it.
I think so.
That's not spoiling yourself.
Yeah, nobody else is going to get that for you.
You need a new truck, Todd.
Yeah, Christy bought
that's
me a new
yourself.
A new office chair.
Right. Oh. There you go.
And then I noticed
the last one too wet
when she purchased
stained
the office chair.
Stank like ass.
The office chair she purchased for me showed up on a Facebook ad on my page about 5 minutes later. So the computers are obviously talking to each other because she has an iPad. She ordered it off an iPad, and I have an iMac at my desktop.
Yeah.
And she couldn't even surprise you.
Apparently they communicate.
Yeah.
They would.
What'd you do with the old one? Give it to Goodwill and they go,
no, it's still there because we haven't received the new one yet.
Okay, got it.
Oh.
Dinner one's fine. I mean, we could give it to Goodwill or something.
Besides, it's too wet. You better blacklight that bear, too, man.
He doesn't want it.
No, I know, but whoever buys it at Goodwill, you know, check it out.
We'll clean it up.
Yeah, you better.
Okay, I think I figured out, Craig, why nobody had Holly Dunn.
Why?
She died in 2016.
Oh.
In November of 2016. It's not even an anniversary or anything.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Craig, you're good at that, dude.
Yeah. Hey, he just
sent
me
him.
The, yeah.
Oh, it was him.
Yeah,
no, somebody sent the link to us, and I just forwarded it over to Craig. He's the investigator.
Not on death while we're on the air.
No.
Somebody called me.
Yeah.
I blame Puss.
No.
Yes.
He's the editor-in-chief.
Not when he's sitting
no.
there. He gets
I
view.
Send him a lot of stories that he doesn't do.
But you usually Google when these people die. I know you've done it before.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you forgot.
It's his fault.
All right. Well, you know, one memory of Holly Dunn. Sorry about that. If you remember her
it's
family.
China's, I'm glad nobody had her.
We don't want to kill her twice.
It's China's fault.
Yeah, okay, right. Fine.
Stupid Democrats.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.